Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to first of all thank all my people who are online on today. You know, I know everybody's out probably trying to, you know, get last-minute gifts and trying to, you know, check the chestnuts and make sure they're going to be roasting on the fire and see who got the cheapest gifts, amen, that I can go ahead and get, like, right quick. But we have a word that's going down on for the Lord on today. Hallelujah. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with my announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, every Saturday. Faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who can pray the house down. You will hear a word in season always. So I want to make sure that you tune in every Saturday. Faith come by hearing, and her show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. And then I want you to move on down just a little bit further. We're called the Hour of Power. I'm the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams, of Prophetic Corner Ministry. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I will give you a 30-minute break between there. And the next voice you will be hearing is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want you to make sure you go over, amen, just flip the channel, amen, take a break, flip the channel and go over and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. You'll hear the word, amen, from the Lord on today. And then I want to encourage you on Tuesday night. It's the WOW Impact Team, I call them. Amen. They walk the dog, good God Almighty. If you missed it on last Tuesday, you can go back and hear all the shows. They are pre-recorded on demand. But, I mean, that was such a fresh word on last week. You missed it. Then what you want to do is go back and hear that word and then get ready, get ready, get ready. Tuesday night at 6 p.m., 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time for Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Awesome word that comes from the Lord. That word was so profound on last week. Amen. It shook heaven. Amen. And it shook earth. Good God Almighty. That's what I'm talking about. When the word, amen, travels, it's supposed to go out. It said it shall do that that is it's set out to do. So when that word came from them on Tuesday night, that word shook up some stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And I can guarantee you they can meet it. Glory to God. Because, you know, we keep saying, you know, he needs to return. Well, like I said on last week, you gotta remember, amen. It's because he ain't came yet. That don't mean he ain't coming. Remember the earthquake? Amen. It shook around our part of the town. Glory to God. So you see, he's shaking up some stuff. And he said he does nothing without revealing it to his prophets first. Amen. So, you know, God revealed that an earthquake was coming. Amen. And he's revealing now that he is to return, so, amen. You can put the two and two together, amen, and you know what it comes up to, amen. You know, those that can add, you know, if you can't just get the calculator, it'll tell you. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that what the need may be. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, 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 many things that will help you on your daily walk. It'll help you to I'll just say, have a better day. It will help you to keep your mind focused. So I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, we're only asking for $25 or more. I know you probably spent $25 or more, even though if you didn't buy but one gift, amen, you might have bought two, amen. But once you get to adding it up, you'll see them $2 add up, glory to God. So I want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. Amen. And see what the Lord has in store for you. Now, we're going to go ahead on, amen, and get ready to get in. I'm going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. Hallelujah. But if you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. For this is the day that he has made, and we're going to rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad that we're in it. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, O Lord, that's allowed us to be here on this day, Lord God, just lifting up your name, magnifying your holy name on high. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give thanks in all things, Lord, everything that you've done and all that you are about to do, O Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, how you are the Savior, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you save those, Lord God, who believe, those who want to believe, God, they can have you. Whatever they want, Lord, they can have you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we push all those things back that's trying to stop them from coming to you, Lord God, all distractions, all destruction spirits, right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, will you loose your love upon everyone, Lord God, on the sound of my voice. And everyone, Lord God, that hears the word online, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you made, oh God. Lord God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we just worship your holy name on high. Because if it had not been for you on our side, what would we have done, Lord? We wouldn't be here on today. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost power leading and guiding us, Lord God, into all spiritual truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless those, Lord God, in need of a blessing on today, Lord God, whether it's the healing they need, Lord God, whether it's financial increase, oh God, whether they say they're lonely, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that they can't be lonely, Lord, if they just come to you wholeheartedly. Lord, you say you'll be a mother to the motherless. You'll be a father to the fatherless, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are the healer. And you can heal them everywhere they hurt, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you give us understanding, Lord God, as you're ever increasing us in our faith, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So when we stand praying, all we got to do is believe that we have received, and we shall have whatsoever. Lord God, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us have more of you, Lord God, and less of us, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to heal them wherever they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them sit in a room alone, God. Lord, we pray for those, Lord God, oh my God, the widowers, Lord God, the orphans, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them sit in a room, Lord God, secluded alone. Lord God, send your angels by, Lord God, to let them know that you love them, hallelujah, and you have not forgotten about them, in the name of Jesus. Lord, move the people's heart to go by and see about them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the elderly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to let them sit alone, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, Lord, send them an angel by, Lord God, to let them know that someone still cares for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you are a healer. You are a supernatural God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the miracle-working God that you are, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we praise your heavenly name on high, because we know, Lord God, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And those that are called according to your purpose, in the name of Jesus, not their own purpose, but that are called according to your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, so many times, people forget about serving God. They forget about, you know, amen, And that, you know, the only thing that's really important in this season, hallelujah, it is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's important. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because if you got love, amen, for the Lord, then you can love your family, you know, amen. But if you ain't got genuine love for him, you ain't going to love nobody else. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know, I love the Lord, but then you can't love your brother and your sister whom you see every day. You can't treat them right every day. When you see them, you don't have God in you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Something's missing. Your heart missed a beat. You know, they used to say, heartbeat, I feel so weak. Glory to God. Y'all catch that. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But glory to God, if you can't love those that's around you, glory to God, how can you say you love, you know, a man called Jesus? You can't love him because he is love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we need to search ourselves and find within ourselves what's stopping us from having this agape love. Because there's something that's stopping you from having that agape love. It could be that someone done you wrong. It could be, glory to God, and you have not forgiven them. You say, well, I thought I had, but understand, when you see someone else, you say, I can't stand that person. Yeah, and they're in my family, and I can't stand them either. Come on now. Glory to God. There's something that happened in your past. It's time to let go of the past and press towards the mark to the future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, every year, you know, everybody make all these, you know, they come up with, amen. They say, well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that over and I'm going to go over in the new year. But you know what happens? You travel. Everything that happened in 2018, you travel right on over. Amen. In 2019, the same old stuff. You're doing the same old things. Revolution. Thank you, Lord. Stop making New Year's revolutions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you need to do is just say, Lord, create in me, Lord God, a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit, Lord. Whatever's wrong in me, Lord, I ask you, God, to take it out. I want you to search my soul and make sure I'm on the path of righteousness. Oh, God, make sure that I can treat my brothers and sisters right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to make anybody angry, and I don't want to make anyone upset, Lord. So help me, Lord God, to do what I'm supposed to do, Lord God, here as I'm on this earth, oh, Lord. Can you ask God those kind of prayers? You know, many of the times you always see people always saying, well, you know what, I want this, I want this, I want this. But ask him to help you to search yourself and make sure that you're right on the inside, so it can flow on the outside. Because if you ain't right on the inside, amen, you know, it ain't going to flow on the outside. The thing that's going to flow is the wrongness that's on the inside, hallelujah. You know, the scripture said, guard your heart, because out of the heart flows the issues of life. What I learned on this walk, whenever you say something, hallelujah, it's in your heart. Glory to God. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song they sing said, it's in my heart. It's in my heart. And it is in your heart. Glory to God. Because if it wasn't in your heart, you wouldn't have never said it. Glory to God. You know, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Well, let's see if we can ask him to help us, you know, to make sure that we're saying the right things and we're doing the right things, you know. And so many times, this is not my title of my story on today, but you know, amen, I'm going to give you this one free, amen. We're going to go out with a bang on today. How about that one? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, so many times you can get so caught up, hallelujah, I hear you, Lord, being judgmental of other people. You know, you got to learn how not to be so judgmental. And when you hear something and you hear somebody, you know, they say, well, you know what, they done it, this and they did, you don't really know, so you don't need even answer. Say, look, this is the way I answer. I said, listen, I don't know, so I can't tell you that. Okay, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you that. Well, you know, they'll say, well, you know what, it probably, no, I can't tell you that. And they said, right. I said, no, I can't tell you that because I wasn't there, so I don't know. Glory to God. If it's something I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know. Let it go. Glory to God. Let it go. It's time for it to go. You know, sometimes people be judging other people, but you don't know their story. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was watching, amen, I was watching the TV, and there was this guy and this girl and this lady and her daughter. She wanted to go to school. Hallelujah. And there was no funds. They told him they didn't have any funds to pay for her to go to school, go to college like she wanted to go. And she was just so upset. The girl said, "Mom, I'm just so upset. Mom, I can't go to school." She said, "Well, maybe they got something open, you know." And she said, "Well, maybe they can help us this time, you know." So the lady was in the elevator, amen, with her daughter. And so this guy walked up. And he was saying, "How y'all doing, you know," and everything. He was talking to him, just saying, you know, "It's a good day," and everything. And the lady said, "Well, sir, you need to catch the next elevator. You don't need to get in this elevator with us. Catch the next one." And immediately she was judging who he was because of how he looked, and he was talking to him, just being friendly. Okay, so what they did, they went on up to the counselor's office. And when they began to talk to him, and you know what he told him, he said, "Guess what? Somebody just came in, and they made a huge donation to the school, glory to God. So now we have money for your daughter to go to school." They said, "Oh, my God, who did that?" That's what the mom said after she had immediately judged the man, glory to God. And so you know what happened? And she said, "Well, I wonder, you know, who is it? You know, who made this huge donation?" And the guy said, "Wait a minute." He said, "I think he's here now." So the man walked around the corner. And as he came around the corner, and she looked at him, and she said, "Oh, my goodness." See, she had quickly judged who he was because he was of a different nationality. Let's just put it like that. You know, a different person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She had immediately judged and didn't want him in the elevator with her. She had already judged him. And the Bible said, "Be careful, because Saul had entertained angels and didn't know it," right? So when he came around the corner and he began to talk to her and he began to tell her, he said, "You know, my daughter wanted to go to school also, you know, and I had put all this money aside where I was going to pay for her to go to school, but she was accidentally killed." And he said, "You know, and I wanted to help someone else. So what I did was I donated this money," and he started to cry. And then this woman's lips just dropped, amen. You could have picked them up off the floor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, "I wanted to help somebody else to go to school because my daughter couldn't make it." So I'm telling you now, be careful. Be careful how you judge others. Hallelujah. You saw them entertain angels and don't even know it. Even the people on the street, be careful. Glory to God. I don't know. I just had to give y'all that testimony because it was awesome to me. So that's why I said be careful. Be careful who you're talking about. Be careful. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. With the message on today, I'm going to be coming from the book of James. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know God is good. Just be careful. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from James chapter 1 on today. The title of my message today is "Don't Lose Your Joy." You know, sometimes when you get ready to go through trials, get ready to go through tribulations, and you get ready to go through all kinds of troubles, and, you know, the banging on the left, and, you know, door slamming on the right, and, you know, the train hitting you in the back, and you can't move forward in the front. Good God Almighty, that's a whole lot of trials and tribulations. But guess what? You don't have to lose your joy. Hallelujah. You know, let's read it right here. "James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Here's what he's saying here. He's not saying be glad of the tribulation, but he's saying be glad because you know, amen, a man named Jesus, hallelujah, and you know that he's going to bring you out. You be glad because you know that you are a child of the Most High God. And there's nothing that he can't handle. He didn't say be glad of the trial that's hitting you, but be glad and be joyful in that. Glory to God, that knowing that he's going to work it out for you. But so many times you get broke, busted, disgusted, and you oh, my God, all these things going on. Lord, I can't handle it. Help me, Lord Jesus, help me. But you know what? Know who he is. You got to really and truly know who he is. You got to have a relationship with him that can't nobody shake your tree. Hallelujah. Although trouble will come, different temptations will come, but don't let nothing shake your tree. Glory to God. Just hold up. I'm a tree that I'm planted. I'm grounded. I'm rooted in God's word. Hallelujah. Well, where is that word when you need it? Hallelujah. If you've been reading, if you've been studying it, then that should be down on the inside for you to bring up. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is down in there. Glory to God. Go with it to help bring it up so you'll have something to stand on. And it don't matter. You keep repeating it until you know that you're back on your feet and you're standing on that word of God. Hallelujah, my God. And don't lose your joy in all this that's going on. Glory to God. Don't lose your joy because you couldn't buy, amen, because you couldn't buy JoJo a $200-something, amen, glory to God, truck that he wanted. Don't lose your joy because you couldn't, amen, take your family out of town. Don't lose your joy because you may not have a turkey, but I got a hen. It don't matter, fry him, amen, cut him up, fry him, cook him, bake him, whatever you want to do, hey, but you're still eating, hallelujah. Don't lose your joy because you couldn't go over there and buy all them cakes you used to buy. Well, Lord, you know, things look a little tight around here this year, but Lord, I can't by my family cake. Don't worry about it. Glory to God. So, well, y'all know what? Hallelujah. Well, we just going to eat these little pies that we got from the store. Amen. As whatever, oatmeal, coconut, whatever you may like, and be happy. You know, there are times when hard times are coming, but you can't lose your joy over none of this. You got to know that your joy is in the Lord and your strength is in him. Glory to God. Not in stuff. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Don't you know all the whole time that you're going through, don't you know he got your back? Hallelujah. He ain't going to let you fall to where you just can't get up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not going to do it. Because if he's there with you, he's going to be there with you all the time. You know, there's this song, and I remember they used to sing, he's there all the time, when it seemed like no one else is. He's there all the time. I know y'all expecting me to sing that, but not today. Maybe next time, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraidedly not, and it shall be given to him. You know, it's something when you can, okay, Lord, hear what I want. When I go in prayer, Lord, I want the house. I want the money, I want the man, I want the mansion, I want the new job. Lord, I want all this, Lord, I want the five-star, go live in the five-star motels when I get ready, Lord. I want the cars, I want all that, hallelujah. I want the diamonds, I want all that. I don't want the cut, amen, hallelujah. I want the real deal, diamonds, Lord, I want all that. But you never ask God to give you wisdom and give you knowledge and give you understanding. Hallelujah. You know, those things are more important than anything you could possibly get, because he'll give you wisdom on what you need to do. And he don't mind you having that stuff, but just don't let the stuff have you. You get so tired up when you get ready to go in prayer. Let me ask you a question. Hallelujah. And I know, you know, some may answer and some will say, well, they'll shake their head yes or they'll shake their head no, whatever. But wherever you find yourself at, amen, just shake your head. Hallelujah. You know, some, do you ever pray, amen, for your leaders? You know, you pray for their strength. Besides, always want a handout. Glory to God. And I need you to pray for me this. I need you to pray, you know, that I get this. And I need you to pray for me to get that. And I need to pray for the house. I need to pray for land. I need you to pray for all that. Do you ever pray for them? Just pray and ask God to strengthen them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask God to give them their heart desire. Ask God to take them to another level and push them demons and chop them devil's heads off. Amen. That's trying to come against them and talk about them and trying to tear them down. And, you know, every disease and all that. Do you ever cut it up with the blade of the word? Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I'm talking about. When you can go in prayer like that, then you done said something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you ask God for wisdom. Lord, Lord, show me how to pray. What I need to pray for my leaders. If you don't know how, let me help you out, amen. Let's fly back just a tad. You know, if you don't know how, then ask God, Lord, show me how to pray for my leaders. You know, people are always Googling, amen. They Google, amen. They Internet Explorer, hallelujah. They Chrome it, hallelujah. Glory to God, not crown it, but Chrome it, hallelujah. You know, You can also go on there and look. So you know what? How do I need to pray for my leaders? I need y'all to show me how you pray. Glory to God. And you know what? God will always, he always got a ram in the bush to show you what you need. He will give you the wisdom, you know, to do what you need to do. You ain't got to worry about it. If it's something, amen, that you know that you really, really want to do, that you should be doing, then he going to give it to you, baby. He going to send somebody by to give it to you if you can't get it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, some people are always tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Hallelujah. And they don't even ask God for wisdom. You know, this is a continuing thing to ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You know, that Holy Ghost power, as they've been talking about it, and it's just been awesome. Amen. Awesome. And it's been sweet to me. Glory to God. And that's what the Holy Ghost is there for, to lead. And it's there to guide you. It's there to for you to give counsel. It'll help you. Amen. When somebody come to you to give, you can give them counsel. It'll give you fortitude, the courage whenever you get ready to go through diversity and go through pain. The Holy Ghost is there, and let you have the reverential fear of God. It'll give you understanding. It'll tell you what to say, how to say. Amen. Glory to God. It won't leave you out there hanging on a limb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see how important that Holy Ghost power is. Glory to God. So that's what you need to do. And when you pray, you believe that you have received just what you prayed for. If you're praying that God will strengthen you and strengthen your leaders and give you, amen, glory to God, on how to pray and what to pray for your leaders, then you just sit there for a minute. And I can guarantee you it's going to come out, glory to God. Because you know what it said, if it's pray, go, if it's in there, it's going to come out, glory to God. You'll know what to pray for your leaders. And believe me, they're going to know when you're praying, hallelujah. And they're going to know when you're not also, hallelujah. Let's move on. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of God, of the Lord. You know, sometimes you can get so wavering in your faith, amen, glory to God, till, you know, you can't receive. You know, people be wondering how some people are blessed so because they don't waver in their faith. They hold on right there. So, Lord, I'm believing you, Lord. I can't do this by myself, Lord God. And I'm still believing you, Lord. That thing that I asked you for, Lord God, maybe 3 years ago, it may be 10 years ago, glory to God. I still ain't got it, but, Lord, I still want it. You know, sometimes you let stuff fall by the wayside. You know, Lord, if I'm still asking you for wisdom, I still want you to tell me how to pray for them. I still want you to show me, Lord God, what I'm to do. If you don't get anything right, you keep on. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, don't let it go. If you believe in God for healing, don't let that thing go. Hallelujah. Well, this is just the way Lord want me to be. No, it ain't. It's because you stop. Hallelujah. You stop believing that he could do it. Glory to God. When you pray, you believe it and say, Lord, I thank you because it's already done. Lord, I thank you that I'm healed. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that my children are coming in out of the streets. Good God Almighty. I thank you, Lord, that they're saved and they're serving you, God. They're serving awesome God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I've sowed seeds, Lord God. Not only for me, but for my children and my children's children, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that they are coming in and they're going to begin, Lord God, to serve you. They're going to do great and mighty things in the kingdom of God. Don't let it up. Hallelujah. You got to give him go with all you got. My God, let's go here. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What it, you're thinking two different things at the same time. You know, doubt and unbelief ain't going to work together. On this hand, Lord, I'm believing you, but guess what? Okay, Lord, I'm believing you that you've given me wisdom, Lord, to pray for my leaders. I'm giving you, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I'm believing you, Lord God, that everything is going to be all right. I'm believing you, Lord, that you are going to give me money to pay my light bill. You're going to give me money to, but then on the other hand, let some other bill come in. Well, Lord, you ain't paid this one. Now, how am I going to get this one? So you just stepped out of there. Glory to God. You're double-minded now. Hallelujah. You're going to believe in believing. Believing for increase. Believe him and stand on that word and stop wavering all the time. You know, sometimes, you know, I talk to people and they be like, well, he ain't did it. That means he gonna do it. Don't hold up. It's okay. Hallelujah. You know, we can believe God, amen, for things sometimes that it ain't time for us to get. I'm just gonna come on out with it. You know, because he wanna show us amen, how to handle it when we get it. Because he don't want us to get puffed up, you know, and then someone come by and they in need and you ain't going to give it to them. Well, honey, I'm telling you, get it on your own, okay, because this is my money and I'm not giving you none of it, okay? He don't want you to get all puffed up, all stuffy, the way you don't want to help nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's really a process that you go through. Let's move on to 9. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. You know what? Those that are spiritually rich, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you may be thinking, okay, well, Lord, I don't have any money. I'm broke, you know, and all that kind of stuff, but stop speaking broke, amen. You speak life on this day. Stop saying that. Stop talking about I'm low and all that. I don't even agree with that. I'm low poet. I don't agree with that. My God is more than enough, and he will supply all my needs. Glory to God. You know, I was having a conversation, amen, with someone earlier, and they were saying, well, you know what? They was asking, well, what kind of, what you going to get a car, you know, just general conversation. I said, yeah, I'm going to get a car. And this is what I told them. I said, you know, yeah, I want a charger. And they said, well, how you going to get that? I said, I serve a good God. Not that I want a charger. I was only joking with them, amen, because they had a charger, right? Glory to God. And I said, I want a charger. Well, how you going to get that? I said, because I serve the one that made the chargers. He the one made them. I said, so I got to go to him if I want it. And they said, oh, okay, I see what you're talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. Don't let up over what you believe in God for. You hold on with all you got. But the thing about it is he's preparing you, amen, for greatness. He's going to prepare you, amen, glory to God, so you won't get all stuffy and huffy and puffed up, glory to God. Whenever your time comes and your ship sail in, glory to God, he wants you to be able to hold on to some of it. And don't let it all sail out. Amen, because you're not doing the right thing, because it'll be like, amen, a bucket with a hole in it. You got it, but amen, it went right on out to somebody else because you didn't do right, hallelujah. Even when you get a raise, amen, hallelujah, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to raise your tithes and your offering, glory to God. There we go. I know it. I felt it. Amen. Everybody's clenching their seat, but it's okay. And grab hold to the seat. Amen. But just make sure, amen, you grab and hold to the checkbook the next time and pay that. Glory to God. Ah, God is good. Hallelujah. Even when you get a raise, hallelujah, you got to, amen, up your tithes and your offering. Glory to God. You got to, hallelujah. Because he don't give you, when you know, we say, Lord, God, if you give me more, I'll pay more of my tithes and offering. But most of the time, people don't do that. That's when you know what your heart is. Is your heart in your purse? Amen. Or is your heart with Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Because you know he can give you even the more money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. I felt the seats clenching and everybody grabbing hold. And amen. It's just like they're swinging from the chandelier. Oh, glory to God. Let's hold on. Hallelujah. We're going to move on. But the rich and low, that he is made low because of the flowers of the grass, he shall pass away. Now, you know, you've seen people, amen, that's got lots of money. Hallelujah. But they don't have Jesus. So what happens, amen? You know, they're going on, amen. I can't say heaven or hell. I can't, amen, because I don't know. Hallelujah. But they're going on, hallelujah. And somebody else back here run their company or whatever happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they begin, well, they wouldn't spend no money. Now somebody else got to take over the company. They're going to do what? Spend that money. And somebody else, amen, who has a plenty, they hold on, but they won't give anybody anything. Won't do nothing for nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But somebody else will come along, amen, and they're over their estate, and what they're going to do is go ahead and cash everything out, and they're going to spend that money. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter. Let's move on. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perished. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. You know, it was talking about the rich person fading away, and they ain't going to even know Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, amen, you can't be a stuffed shirt with your money. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel it. I feel it. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody lighten up. Everybody talking about the Christmas holidays. Yes, but remember, Jesus is the reason for this season. Glory to God. He ain't just the reason for this season. He's the reason for every season. Every season that you go through. Because life seasons, amen, can catch you in a place. Hallelujah. You're going to need more of him. Glory to God. All the time, yes. But it can catch you in a place where you really, amen, going to have to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. You know, ain't it something, amen, when you can endure temptation, you know, and when things come to try to knock you down and things will come, amen, and you're tempted on every side, hallelujah. Oh, man, my Lord, you know, they always say I be bashing, but I ain't going to go to hell today, glory to God. But it's not like that. But when you are tempted and you can stand strong in the word, you know, people will tempt you with different things. It's not just women and men. They'll tempt you, amen. So, well, you know what, come on, you can go to the club. It ain't going to hurt you. I know. I've been there years and years ago, glory to God. I said, no, hold up now, I said, I don't do that no more, and I'm not going to do it. When I put my foot down and say I'm not going to do it, you can ask anybody. They'll tell you, I ain't going to do it. If I say I'm going to do it, I ain't going to do it. Glory to God. My God. And they'll do that. You know, when you say, I stand strong and I stand in the word of God, I'm not going to do that. Well, come on, it ain't going to hurt. You know, people will try to tempt you with different things if you stop smoking. They'll come, well, you know what, it ain't going to hurt you. Amen. Go ahead and smoke this one. You'll be all right. No, don't do it. Hallelujah. People will say, come on, you can go ahead and take a drink. Oh, okay, Jesus turned the water into wine. Well, if Jesus turned the water into wine, it didn't say, now time that he drunk it. Okay, hallelujah. And that was fermented, hallelujah, glory to God. You know how people can get the word twisted. Well, we're going to straighten it out before we get in 2019. So I tell all your friends, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that it was fermented, okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you know, it's something when people can just take the word and run with it the way they want to run with it. Glory to God. But if you read your Bible daily and ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, he'll give it to you. You know, sometimes when you read, if you don't get it then, read it again. And if you don't get it then, read it again. If you don't get it then, read it again. Glory to God. It ain't going to hurt. Hallelujah. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. You see what he's saying right here? God ain't tempting you. You know, it's not, well, I tell you what, well, God shouldn't have put them pretty women on earth because he just tempted me with all them pretty women. No, he did not put all them women on earth for you to be tempted by. One of them, yours. Yeah, I know two or three. You can't do nothing with all them women. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Look at Solomon. Now, Solomon had all them women and all them concubines and all those different type things going on, and the Lord told him not to. Hallelujah. Because he was going to fall in temptation, but guess what happened? He did, and he fell in there anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was one of the richest men he was, only because he asked God for wisdom first. He asked him for wisdom, and then he started to fall in temptation. Come on now, one of them yours, not two, not three, and it ain't no one on the side either. Ain't no Sadie over there waiting. You're one wife, the man of one wife. That's all you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's just so many of them out there. I don't care if it's 3,000. Ain't but one of them yours. That's it. Glory to God. Not two of them, one. Understand. Glory to God. Or should I say again? One. Thank you. Amen. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You know, when people say, you know, they tempted by God, God ain't tempting you. Like I said, he's not doing that. You're drawn away by your own lust. Glory to God. That's already on the inside of you. You know that scripture, amen, that says, you know, amen, glory to God. It says, create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew in me the right spirit. You know, what it's saying now is telling you, it's Psalms 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's why they repeat that scripture. So you can ask God to help you. You know, whatever's on the inside is not like you. Things that's stirring on the inside is not like him. Glory to God. Then you want him to clean it out. You want him, amen, more than you want, amen, that in the streets, and you want him more than you want anything that's not like you, God. You know, people get so tied up and tangled up in porn. They get so tied up and tangled up in things that's not like God, drinking, smoking, amen, glory to God, and other different things that's not like him. So that's why you go ahead and you repeat the scripture. I'm going to give it to you. Psalms 51 and 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So make sure your spirit on the inside so you can ask God to go in. But listen, he ain't going to touch nothing that you don't admit. Hallelujah. If you want that lust to stay in there, then guess what? He ain't going to touch it. You want that lust to continue, amen, to rise up on the inside of you, amen, and then it bring it forth sin, he ain't going to touch it. But if you put it before him like this, amen, and you mean it, then you want it, he will deliver you from it. Let's read right here down on 15. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That means, amen, glory to God, right there what I was just talking about. See? Amen. Let's move on. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. You know, God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit if we want it. You know, some may not want it, but you know what? You got to want it because it will lead you. It will guide you. We're in a season where you're going to need the Holy Spirit because you're going to need what the Holy Spirit has to offer. Now, you know what? When I was reading and we were looking up and talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, I'm going to stay right here for just a second. When it was talking about the Holy Spirit will give you counsel, how can you counsel someone if you ain't got, if you say you are in Christ Jesus, you know, you're saved, you are saved, amen, glory to God, but you don't have the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the one that counsels you. It gives you advice to give to others. It tells you what scriptures to give others. It tells you what they need and how you need to present it to them so they will receive it. You know, that Holy Spirit does a lot of work. Hallelujah, on the inside. And it does a lot of stuff that can help you along this way. I couldn't teach you and do what I do if I didn't have the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So you all want that. You don't have to be afraid. It's a gentleman. It ain't going to hurt you. Hallelujah. But it's going to give you what you need so you can walk this life undefeated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to give you strength so you won't be defeated. It's going to give you strength to stand in places where you're going through the trials and the tribulations. It's going to give you what you need. Hallelujah. When you go out and you want to tell anybody else about a man named Jesus, it's going to give you the strength. Amen. It'll raise up on the inside of you, glory to God, and said, I ain't giving you the spirit of fear. I have not given it to you. Oh, my God, glory to God. You know, fear and doubt can't work together. Glory to God. So you ain't got to fear what man going to do to you, glory to God. That's the Holy Ghost on the inside. Go ahead and give them this word because they're going to receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it can help you and guide you and to help you to give advice and to someone else and give counsel to someone else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Like I was saying, amen, for the wisdom and the knowledge, understanding and all those things. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We're going to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it's for God to hand out. It's not for man to give to you. You have to ask him. Amen. You know, he said, if anything you ask in my son Jesus' name, then that shall I give. Understand that. Hallelujah. Shall I give to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. You know, some people can get so angry so quick. Hallelujah. But this all comes back to the Holy Spirit. Amen. My God, my God. It comes back to the Holy Spirit, amen, on the inside of you. See, well, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me not to get angry like that. I don't want to get angry. I don't want to be angry at them like that. You know, some folks just, well, I'm thinking it. I might as well say it. No, with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, listen what it's going to do. Don't say that. Don't do it. Don't do it. and don't do it. And it'll help you to walk away. Just go on and walk away. Just keep your mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then there will be times when, you know, the Holy Spirit will let you address certain things. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Glory to God. But there are certain times when he said, don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it. Glory to God. That's when that little unction on the inside of you, it raise up. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Spirit on the inside. Say, go on about your business. Don't worry about what they're saying. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what they said. Amen. I will cut the tongues off. Hallelujah. And I'll shut the lion mouth. Glory to God. He said, don't say it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, you got to ask, you got to make sure you ask and say, well, you know what? They did say that about me. Do I go get them or what do I need to do? If you ask the Holy Spirit, then yeah, the Holy Spirit, amen, glory to God, I'm going to tell you don't do it. I remember a time, hallelujah, glory to God, when we were, I was at my house and this person, amen, these people drove up in the drive and amen, glory to God, and they had already been, I just said, you know, talking kind of rough to me, glory to God. I said, okay, now that's my time to go, amen. Hey, they're in the wrong place right now, okay. I got up, made one step, the Holy Spirit said, don't do it, sit down, glory to God. I said, but wait a minute, Lord, did you know what they did to me? He said, I don't care, sit down, oh, glory to God. All I can do is just sit down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that the Holy Spirit, amen, will keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. We serve an on-time God. So you don't have to, hallelujah, go off on nobody. The Holy Spirit will help you, and he'll help you and give you grace, amen, and give you, you know, peace in your heart on how to say things and what to say and what not to say and how to treat people. Glory to God. Because, you know, sometimes you can treat people so rough, my God, and answer them so rough. Well, you need the Holy Spirit on the inside of you to help you out. Because you're just treating people too rough. And you know what happens when somebody come along and they do you the same way, then you be like, I don't know why they talk to me like that. I don't know why, Lord, they treat me like that. Well, how did you treat somebody? Glory to God. You know, whatever you give, you shall receive. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're going to get just back what you're going to get back just what you put out. Glory to God. So always try to sow some good seeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be like that. Always try to sow good seeds. And be slow to speak. Glory to God. Just because somebody say something ugly or, you know, they say something that you know is off the chain. Hallelujah. Sometimes just say, okay, you know what, Lord, help them because they don't know no better. And I'm going to ease on up out of here. I'm going to go on somewhere else, go to the next room or something. But if they just keep on, then, you know, the Holy Spirit says, okay. Now, okay, this is what I want you to tell them. You know, you need to stop that because that is not godly what you're doing. You know, you need to stop talking like that. Now, why you want to come around me talking like that? Glory to God. Even if you don't believe, it don't matter. Don't mess with my belief. Don't try to make me believe nothing different. Glory to God. If that's what you believe, then you take that right on with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let's move to 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meek the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. See, when you read the word of God, you got to be able to receive it. A lot of times, you don't receive the word of God. You know, you read it. Yeah, you say, oh, I read it. But are you making any changes in your life? You got that big come a time when you got to lay aside all that craziness and all that foolishness that goes on around you. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Amen. What you got to do, you got to learn to walk away. Just because they want to talk like that, you don't walk away. Glory to God. I don't care if you leave them hanging. That's all right. Amen. Leave them hanging by the chandelier. Know who you are and know who's in you. And you want to just go walk away. It don't matter. Because if you have put away all that foolishness, then you just go ahead and walk away. Is it being, amen, are you being, what is it, antisocial? No, you know who lives in you, and you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. So walk away, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. There's certain things that you can't hang around, so just walk on away. You know, a lot of times if you're in places and you can't, you know what, I'll put the earphones in, amen, plug in some Jesus, and let it work, glory to God, hallelujah. I said, okay, work for me, work for me, amen. You get to singing one of them songs, next thing you know, whoever is keeping up all the chaos and all, they gone, glory to God. They done gone, what the heck, they gone, glory to God. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. See, right here it's saying how you can hear the word, but then you ain't doing nothing. This word ought to transform you, thank you, Lord Jesus. This word ought to transform your life. If you're reading it and you're meditating on it and you love the Lord, like you say, this word ought to be transforming your life. If you ain't in it, glory to God, then it ain't doing nothing to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you just reading it just for the sake of saying, I read that chapter, oh, yes, I read them, and I done read 10 chapters. Well, what did you get out of all 10 of them? Maybe did you hold on to some of it that can transform your heart? Good God Almighty. That's what you want. You want to make sure when you're reading it, it transforms you into what God wants you to be so you can serve people and learn how to become a servant of the Most High God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God. Hallelujah. I want to pray right here, amen, at this point right here, amen, for some things. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. First of all, I'm gonna pray, amen, that, you know, people understand that Jesus is the reason for this season. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we know that you're the reason for this season, oh Lord. Help us, Lord God, to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God. It ain't the gifts, Lord God, amen, that's under the tree, but it's the one that hung on the tree for us, God, so that we can have everlasting life, oh Lord. Lord, help us to keep our minds focused, Lord God, not on presents to unwrap, God, but let us keep our minds, Lord God, on the gift, Lord God, that you have given unto us, Lord God, the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are spirits, who are experiencing, Lord God, thinking that they're lonely, Lord. I hear that loneliness again. Listen, you're not lonely. You're not alone. He's there, and he's there all the time. All you got to do is call him. He will have a conversation with you. If you know him like that, then you ought to know. Amen. He said, I'll be there all the time, not some of the time. He's a 24-hour God, so he's there. I keep hearing that loneliness. Whoever, if you're on this line, amen, and you say you're lonely, amen, go ahead and press the 1. I want to pray for you. If not, I'm going to, if you ain't on this line, amen, glory to God, I'm going to pray anyway. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you take all the loneliness away, Lord. You said, Lord God, you'll be everything that we need you to be, Father. Father God, I speak to this person, Lord God. I speak it in the atmosphere, Lord God. Oh, my, oh, glory to God. Somebody call it, glory to God, hallelujah. Then they're lonely, oh God. We know, Lord God, that everything that they need is in you, Lord God, and you're there. You ain't moved. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you will give them the peace, give them comfort, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, we serve an awesome God. Always remember, hallelujah, glory to God. Although, hallelujah, you go through, you ain't got to lose your joy. You don't have to lose anything. If you stay anchored in the word and continue to play, amen, music, and continue to build yourself up on your most holy faith, speaking in tongues, oh, good God, I'm at it, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, you ain't got to lose your joy like that. Hallelujah. Things will come, and we're all going to go through trials and tribulations, but you don't have to fall out just to fall out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me call those sisters so-and-so and tell her all about my troubles. Now, first of all, amen. Go ahead, amen, and call. You ain't got to dial but one. Amen. Just dial the number one. That's up to Jesus. Amen. And tell him all about your troubles. Because you ain't got to dial 911. Because just think, if you dial 911, you done called Sister Sarah and you done called two other people. Hallelujah. She done called two other people and told them about your trouble going through this. 9 and 2 people. Glory to God. But if you just call one, amen, and call on Jesus, amen, that's enough. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I know everybody's thinking about the turkey, the ham, and all that, but amen. Don't forget, Jesus is more important, amen, hallelujah, than any season, hallelujah. This is the birth of Christ, amen, glory to God. So you got to stay focused. It's okay if you want to cook cakes, and it's okay if you want to do pies, amen. You know, I know someone who's a very, amen, who loves, amen, y'all will call them, amen, egg custards, amen, glory to God. They love it, hallelujah. But it's okay, but guess what? They know the real reason, amen, and it's Jesus. That's the main thing. That's the focus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So remember nothing. If you don't remember nothing else, amen, remember, keep Jesus on your heart. Keep Jesus in your mind. It's, you know, I was looking at, amen, on social media, and someone said, well, what do the lonely do for Christmas? Amen. You know, if you got Jesus and you say you know him, then you shouldn't be lonely. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put on some music, amen, and worship the Lord and praise the Lord, you know, amen. So God will put on, amen, praise and worship music, and it'll take me there. I say, oh, God, take me there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you won't be lonely. Glory to God. That's what you do. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And I want to make sure that you don't forget to tune in, amen, and listen to Miss Elaine, Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of true worldwide ministries. Coming up next, you're going to have a 30-minute window here, and then after that, you will hear Minister Elaine Jackson coming with you from power from on high. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving you, amen, the invitation, amen, the salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins. I give my heart to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to close us out and give the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have a Merry Christmas, and remember, Jesus is the reason for every season. Amen.